Welcome back, dear listeners, to Numbness Paralysis, the PTSD podcast. I'm Olga Costa. Today, we arrive at the final episode of season 2. And we end where many of our journeys lead, towards the fragile, tender work of rebuilding trust. Trust, once broken by trauma, does not shatter, evening. It splinters into fragments. And yet, fragments can be gathered. Safety can be rebuilt. Connection can grow again, piece by piece. So today, we will explore what trauma does to trust, why safety and connection feel so hard to find, how small steps can begin to rebuild, and we'll reflect together in a SWOT analysis, seeing trust through its strengths, weakness, opportunities, and threats. Take a deep breath with me. Inhale slowly. Exhale gently. Let's begin. The shattering of trust. Trauma often begins as betrayal. By a person, by an institution, by life itself. When safety is broken, trust fractures. The nervous system rewires itself to expect danger. Even love can feel suspicious. Even kindness can feel unsafe. One survivor said, after the betrayal, every smile felt like a mask. I didn't know who I could believe anymore, even myself. This is the paradox: we long for connection, but fear is at the same time. The body and trust. trust is not just a thought. It is a felt sense in the body. When someone holds your gaze with warmth, when a voice soothes instead of startles, when a touch feels safe instead of threatening, the body relaxes. But for survivors, the body has been trained to stay guarded. The alarm system never fully turns off. That's why rebuilding trust is not about willpower. It is about slowly teaching the body this moment is safe. Stories of trust lost and found. One survivor shared, "After trauma, I trust no one. But then I met a therapist who always kept their word. It was small, but over time, I realized I could lean a little." Another said, "My partner never rushed me. They let me set the pace. Each time I said no, and they respected, I learned trust could be rebuilt." And another reflected, "Trust didn't return all at once. It came back in fragments, like broken glass, slowly pieced together into a mosaic." Trust after trauma is never about perfection. It is about consistency, about small moments that prove safety again and again. Rebuilding safety in connection. How do we begin to gather the fragment of trust? First, start with yourself. Place your hand on your heart. Say softly, "I will listen to you." Self-trust is the foundation. Second, seek consistency, not perfection. Look for people who keep their word in small ways. Reliability rebuilds trust more than grand gestures. Third, allow micro connections. A brief smile, a kind message, sitting beside someone in quiet. Small steps matter. Fourth, set boundaries as bridges. Boundaries are not walls. They are bridges that protect connection. Saying no makes every yes more real. Fifth, let trust be slow. Healing does not demand speed. Trust grows like moss, quietly, patiently, covering the broken places with green. SWOT reflection. Trust is in healing. Let's pause here and look at trust through a gentle SWOT lens, not as a corporative exercise, but as a way to see the full landscape of healing. Strengths. Trust, even in fragments, is resilience. Every small safe moment proves trust is not gone. Survivors often have a heightened intuition, an inner radar that can guide them toward safe connections. Weaknesses. Fear of betrayal can make trust fragile. Trauma leaves the body braced for disappointment. Even reliable people can feel unsafe at first. Opportunities. Gently, consistent relationships can help rewire the nervous system. Safe groups, therapy, and community can expand the circle of trust. Self-trust grows stronger each time you listen to your own body. Threats, toxic relationships, or environments that dismiss boundaries. Isolation that reinforces the belief that connection isn't possible. Rushing the process, expecting immediate trust when it needs slow, patient rebuilding. Take a moment with this map. See where you are. Notice your own strengths. Notice where gentleness is needed. Guided reflection. Close your eyes if it feels safe. Take a slow breath in. And exhale. Picture trust a shattered glass on the floor. Sharp, broken, painful to touch. Now imagine picking up one piece, just one, and placing it gently on a table. Tomorrow, another piece. And another. Over time, the fragments begin to form a mosaic, different than before, but still beautiful. This is how trust is rebuilt. Not all at once, but piece by piece. Trust after trauma is fragile, but it is not impossible. It grows in fragments. It grows in patience. It grows when safety is honored. As we close season 2, I invite you to carry this truth. Your body, your heart, your connections, they are capable of healing, of rebuilding, of trusting again. Thank you for walking this session with me. It has been an honor to share this journey with you. And as always, stay safe. Stay soft. And stay curious.